Share a minute with me, didn't he? Didn't we share a little something? Now, a lot of people talk about this, a lot of people talk about this village people thing as though there was some truth to it. They talk about the fact that I might even have those kind of proclivities. Let me just say, in front of everybody in Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, that there's no way that I would involve myself in that, although I must be honest with you. I remember one time, years ago, I was taking this cruise and ran into a tidal wave, some kind of storm. I don't know what it was. I was below decks. I had rewarded myself upon graduation from college with a cruise. I'd always wanted to take a cruise. And next thing I know, I'm wading through the companionway, diving overboard just before the ship went down. Well, the storm raged and I was swept ashore on a desert island. I just climbed down a coconut tree with a couple of coconuts, and I was sitting there enjoying the nectar when I see some other guy who was also on this ship in tattered clothing. I thought, thank God, at least I'll have someone to talk to. Well, the days turned into weeks on that island, and the guy kept telling me that, well, you know, we're all we had, and it was just the two of us now, and we'd have to be flexible and consider options that we'd not normally consider. That two guys can share a special thing that really is what's most important is the emotional bonding, and sometimes the emotional bonding is solidified by a physical show of affection. And he kept working at me and working at me until finally I relented. I took a piece of bamboo and I bit on it as hard as I could. I had that bamboo between my teeth and it, oh God, it was hideous. It was hideous. Should have seen all the seagulls were like, ah, flying away. And then he dabbed my tears, and we had managed to ferment some fruit, and we made a cheap form of alcohol, and I fell asleep, weeping in sheep. But when you know, I wake up the next morning and he's gone. A little indentation in the sand from where he'd lay. And I run down to the shore, and sure enough, there's this woman who apparently suffered the same fate as we did. Shipwreck, she the only survivor, washed ashore only now, tatas akimbo, hot pants on. And he's got her in the sand, and he's standing up. I mean, I'm standing there, and there he is.
Oh, yeah.
So I go running over to him, and I tap him on the shoulder. I said, well, I guess everything you said last night has little or no meaning now, huh?
The Grease Man, DC 101.